As I just mentioned, this chapter 11 really caused you to ask a lot of questions. Because King Solomon was really endowed wisdom that even everyone, every king on earth that times sought his presence, sought to come and hear the wisdom. And yet we see this man really drifting. So the question we ask, so what was the problem here? Was not the wisdom enough to protect him from doing these things or not? Well, I got a clue today. I wouldn't say it wasn't enough, but wisdom was based on really something even greater, was given on the basis of something else. That was the basis of the wisdom was given. And this wisdom was given, and as a result of this man being given the kingdom, isn't it? Because his father in chapter 2 was dying, King David. A man who sought the Lord, who loved the Lord, and his heart was after God. And you know, there he will be told that you didn't follow the law like your father David, isn't it? So he will be told that. So we understand that when his father was dying, in chapter 2, we read, when the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son. I am about to go the way of all the earth. That means I'm going to die, he said. So be strong, show yourself a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. You see, he was told to observe what all the law requires. That was all that really David was asking him to do. Because on that basis, anything that God will give him, if will not rest on this single truth, will mount to nothing. That's it. Because God is God who blesses. He is willing to give everything, but not at the expense of obedience and walking with him. That was the question like I was going to ask. And that is the whole issue here. It's not that he was not given wisdom. The wisdom was given for a purpose, even to help him to obey the Lord and to serve the Lord with that. And that was what really his dad asked him, his father, David. Because that what really made him a great king, isn't it? That what was really making David a man like no other in the all scriptures. Because not only in his obedience, even in his failures, the way he acknowledged God was just beyond every human being. A trust in God himself and a willingness to obey him even when things are just so dark, because there was no sin that was so grievous like that sin King David has committed. Not only that, he fell into adultery, but he was implicated in the death of a righteous man who was fighting wars for God. See, there was no crime far greater than that. And yet, because this man, the way he returned to God, he knew that he had no any place else to go but to fall in the hands of mighty God. I think this is enough even for us tonight, isn't it, to go away with. You see, to prepare us and to then when we come and read what happened, and then we will have an understanding why King Solomon went so radically in the opposite direction. He was asked, walk in his ways, walk in the ways of the Lord, and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and requirements as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. Even the Lord to fulfill his promise to David was conditioned by the obedience of this man to the words and to the laws and the degrees of God himself. You see? And no wonder why Jesus was saying, like, look, you cannot serve two masters. There's nothing else really will matter apart from really seeking the God himself, the God who is in heaven. You see, placing all your treasures in heaven. What are our treasures in heaven? You see? What can we restore in heaven? Our love for God, I believe, you see, and our obedience to him is what really will count, isn't it? And when we come before him, you see, it's not our works, even how great things we have done here on earth, how much we have loved him. And when he will call us home and we will appear before him, he will say, faithful servant, well done. You see? And Jesus himself, he said, who are his brothers, his companions, the closest people to himself that he delights in him, in those who hear the word of his father and keeps them. That is the one who loves him, and that is his mother and his father and his sister and so forth. Let me stop there, and I think it's enough for us to take home and to prepare us for what lies ahead. And I believe this is a revelation. It's not just a sermon. It's just a revelation, a word from God, telling us what is the most important things. How can we overcome? How can we go draw closer to our God? How can we enjoy him forever? You see, it's not even in the gifts that he gave us. You see, is to obey and to walk with him and to delight in being with him. You see, even if we are to limp, or if the world will just go loose against us, if we will be even in prison for that. You see, sometimes it is very important that also we give examples about our enemies, isn't it? We can learn things even from our enemies. If they are so strong and courageous, so I think we can learn something like that from them, isn't it? The man who was just killed last week by the Israeli forces, Yahya Sinwar, this Palestinian guy, he was in the prison for 22 years. But even being in prisons didn't turn him away from the cause that he has embraced himself for himself. You see, even if it was evil. You see? And then he busied himself by learning Hebrews, so that he can get into the mind of the Israelites. You see? And actually he has discovered something. He has discovered that these people, they will never turn away from their conviction. You see? You see, he learned from his enemies. He said, these people are determined to go after him. And then also he decided to go after them. You see? And so that's like that. We can learn from that. Why we want to shy off from the battles that God has given us? Why we want to run away from the battles God has called us? Maybe we are the men God wants to use for these battles. You see, even if we are weak, you see, I'm just enjoying reading Judges. And this man Gideon is just like not leaving my mind. He was so weak, and he was called a mighty man of valor. He was asked just to go, and what do you have? Use what you have. Even in the strength that you have that seem to be nothing, is enough in the hand of God. So what we have, obedience that we have in the hands of God, is enough for God really to walk with us. All that we desire is to be repenting and to be willing to repent like David, you see, and not to indulge ourselves in the things of this world. So let us not be ashamed. And even if we will be misjudged by having not putting all our hearts into the things that are on earth here, you see, we may look like fool. You see, it doesn't matter. We know the secret because we are learning from our enemies. And certainly, greatly, we are learning from our God. Let me pray.